Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
To have the opportunity to face off with Kershaw, it would be great. I have great respect for what Kershaw's done for this game over the last 15 years and how he handles himself, and of course the mighty Dodgers. It's a great opportunity for our fans and for our city, and yeah, I hope everybody comes out.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Yeah, shouldn't have a problem juicing the gate today. More on that matchup coming up in a moment as we're joined now by Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Murph, let me just play you the home run call from the new guy. Really got things charged up in that first game in the series here with the Dodgers.
And the 2-2. Fly ball, deep left. It is up and in. Welcome to the Brew Crew, Andrew Vaughn.
Murph General Manager Matt Arnold gets it done again. This is a kid who is in the minor leagues for one of the, at least statistically, worst teams in the game right now. You bring him up, you call him up, first at bat, he goes yard.
Yeah, he's a veteran, though. I mean, he's been in the big leagues 2 or 3 years and was a very good player and had a really down year. And like you said, Arnold, the front office, decided that when we traded Savali, that was the kind of return we needed, somebody that we take a chance on, that maybe he could catch fire with us.
So far, so good. Yamamoto is one of the best pitchers in the game, not even just in this country, but in Japan, too. You guys ran him so quickly. What did you know? What did you see? How did you set that up?
Well, we didn't set it up as a coaching staff. You just prepare the guys the best you can, but they're the ones that do the reacting. There was great, you know, great at bats. We took our walks when we had to, and you know, that piles up. It's kind of like a relentless approach where you acquire bases, and then you pop one. Doesn't always happen that way, but when it does, it looks like you really know what you're doing.
Murph, in the series, then, how does that affect the Dodgers long term, having to get into the pen in inning one? I mean, you know how you have to set your rotation, what you're counting on from your starter every night. Doesn't always work out that way, but does this hurt the Dodgers for the series?
Well, it certainly doesn't help them. They're so deep, and
yeah,
they often have bullpen games because they've had the injuries we've had. And so I think it doesn't help them, but they have their best relievers ready to go.
On the flip side, Freddie Peralta, your lone Brewers all-star, just learned of that news that you shared with the team the other day, and he goes out and throws, I don't know, maybe his best outing of the season?
Was really good. He's been really good, but he took that 5-run lead and he didn't back off. He attacked, and that's the key to that thing. You got to stay aggressive at that time. It's mentally challenging, and some young pitchers can't do it, but Freddie just went out there and continued. I mean, he's been great for us all year. In about 19 starts, he's been the one that's been the most consistent.
So we got a great one tonight. We got Jacob Mizorowski going up against Clayton Kershaw, future Hall of Famer. Is this one of those ones where do you have to, like, tell a young kid, like, hey, so Kershaw is really good? Like, is he almost too young to appreciate who Clayton Kershaw even is?
I think he knows. Miz is a baseball kid, and he knows who Kershaw is, and he knows what he's done. But you really can't take time to think about that. You got a job to do. Your teammates are counting on you to, you know, throw that ball across the dish and give them a chance. And I think he'll soak it all in later. I'm sure his family's there, and they'll enjoy it. It is. It's monumental in your career when you go up against the Hall of Famer. But that's part of it. That's part of being in this jungle. You got to know that kind of stuff happens and it can't affect you. You still got to go perform.
Yeah, Murph, we haven't had a chance to talk since Miz got, you know, touched up a little bit there in New York. So what notes did you give him, or what did you see in his performance there that he will be able to learn from and take into tonight?
Yeah, I mean, when you have a young pitcher that's like a baby giraffe, he's 6'8", and, you know, he's all arms and legs, you can get out of sync pretty easily. He took full responsibility, and you know, he understands. He took all the information that we gave him. And, you know, it wasn't like he was doing anything wrong. He was just a little bit out of sync and yanking the ball a little bit, and it wasn't going where he wanted it to. And it just goes to show you that great ones, like you saw in Freddie last night, they stay consistent. It's hard to do, even if you throw the ball really hard. Throwing the ball really hard doesn't make you a successful pitcher. And Miz understands that. He knew it before he got here, and he knows he has to step up there tonight against maybe the best offense in baseball and throw the ball where he wants to.
Speaking of full responsibility, shortstop Joey Ortiz not in the lineup last night. We know that there's been some sitting of Ortiz, it would appear, because of some of his at-bats. Is that right? You're not happy with some of his looks?
Yeah. That's accurate. I talked to him about it. He understands it, you know. And you know, you go to the plate, it doesn't matter if you're a 10-year veteran or a rookie or a second-year player. You know, you got to go to the plate convicted. And I don't think he's been very convicted lately, and I think he got the message because he doesn't like sitting on the bench.
You going to play him today, Murph?
Yeah. What do you think?
Okay, I think you are then, based on that.
We fully expect him to
respond.
Yes,
I want it, right.
Absolutely.
He's going to go 3-for-4 today and have a day. That would be the best case scenario. Can you talk a little bit, Murph, too, about how awesome it's going to be? You know, we already touched on Miz v. Kershaw, but we had a little taste of that when he faced off against Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh, and what an electric afternoon that was at American Family Field. The place is going to be packed tonight. There's going to be so much energy there.
How about Woody? You didn't even mention Woody.
Oh, we haven't got to Woody yet. Yeah, that's right. All right, I got a question for you on Woody, but how about the atmosphere today?
It'll be special. The fans have been unbelievable. We've had some nights like this, but the fans have just been incredible and supportive, and they know we have a young team, and they know we've had incredible adversity, and it's just great to see the people of Milwaukee come out and support the Brewers.
Okay, on Woody, here was my thought when I heard some of his post-game comments coming off of his amazing performance there in Miami. He talked about how special it was having his family there with him. I know you were on the family road trip recently. A lot of the players and front office and everybody brought their families with him. You're a guy who loves to have your kids around the game. Just how special for Woody to share that with his young daughter, with his son, and his wife and other family there, to who are also a part of that recovery process, right, over a couple of years?
No question. You know, the thing is, you know, it was a great day for Brewers, you know, the Brewer history. I mean, this guy's been a huge part of the most successful era in Brewers history, and everybody knows the great things he's done for our org, and to see him come out and perform and go through 2 years of rehab. You're right. The families are heavily involved, and the traveling he did in the off season, the different places and different doctors and different rehab places that he went to, and our rehab people, the job they did. It's just, you know, a great day to see the kid come back and then come back and pitch so well. Really, really special.
Well, Skip, as you know, we want to keep you apprised of the local news scene here to make sure that you're so focused on the game. So here is another one. This is legit. This is actually happening. Today is the deadline for a lady from Cudahy, which is a suburb of Milwaukee, to turn in her wallaby. She has a pet wallaby. It's like a little baby kangaroo that got free last week. Police brought it back to her. She's fine. But now the health department in that little suburb is saying, hey, you can't have a wild animal, and she's supposed to surrender it today. But she argues it's not a wild animal. It's domesticated. It's my little baby kangaroo. That's what's happening in one of the suburbs of Milwaukee today.
Wow. That's interesting. What do you want from me?
I think exactly that. I think that'll do it. Murph, I can't tell if you like the, you know, we like to just
try to
add
help.
Some other out of the box story for you. So if you, you know, if you don't want us to do that anymore, we don't have to. I guess.
No. You guys really excite me. I think about these things for weeks. I can't sleep at night sometimes.
Monday night, it's a tough sleep, no doubt. All right, Murph. Thanks again for the time. We'll talk next week.
You got it. Talk to you soon, guys.
That's a 6:40 first pitch tonight. Brewers and Dodgers at American Family Field.